Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Folks, this is the time of the show where we go out around the world and find someone who's making a difference, in my opinion, in the financial world, and today is no exception. Today we're going to join with Mr. Tom Haynes, who is Executive Vice President, Head of Index Solutions at Annexus. Tom, welcome in.
Well, thank you so much, Coach, for having me on your show today.
Yeah. Now, where are you joining us from?
I'm actually in Scottsdale, Arizona this week at the Annexus offices, even though I'm based outside New York City in North Jersey. But I'm down getting our final meetings in. We have an advisor event. So it's a beautiful, sunny Scottsdale.
Not a bad time to be in Scottsdale, is it?
No, it's better than in July.
So tell me, they've told me that you have a patent, and I'm always curious when I talk to folks who have gone to the trouble and all the process to file a patent. What's your patent in?
Well, it's nothing that you could use in the kitchen or a holiday gift that you could buy on Amazon. But my background, as you know, Coach, has been developing indices as well as developing the way to package them and deliver them. And obviously at Annexus, we're a leader developing index annuities. But my whole career on Wall Street, you know, before getting involved in building index annuities, I was on Wall Street. I led solution structuring at UBS, Royal Bank of Scotland. And I also was at the New York Stock Exchange for 4 years,
which we still work with today as a partner through our NYSEBR Edge Index. And while at the New York Stock Exchange, when you think about the stock exchange, you think about papers and trading and ringing bells. But the stock exchange, that company, actually also has some of the biggest futures exchanges in the market, including trading of oil contracts, frozen concentrated oranges, like trading places. And when I was very involved as well with that futures business, I figured out a way to develop a method to get strategies, almost like an annuity, but for institutional needs, through a structured future. So I worked on that design. We filed the patent application 2009, and I left the NYSE to go into the banking side again. But the NYSE did receive that patent, and I am the lead inventor
for that. Now, did you drop a Trading Places reference in there?
I did. Eddie it's Murphy one of my movie? Favorite movies. And it's the holiday season, yeah. So I do recommend it. And I'm also a Philadelphia native. So it's dear to my heart. I actually always reference the Trading Places when I talk about strategies. A lot of times people shy away from commodities. And I am a big advocate of commodities and strategies. And I joke, you know, just because you saw Trading Places, don't shy away from using commodities appropriately.
But do shy away from naming your child Mortimer.
Yes, that is for sure.
So tell me now, we folks, again, we're talking to Tom Haynes, who's Executive Vice President, Head of Index Solutions at Annexus. Tom, tell us, because you've been on both sides of the equation now, the risk side and the safe side. And tell me your fascination with index annuities and being able to create that safety net underneath an underlying investment.
Absolutely. Retail clients have really been underserved with an asset management product. And I'm not going to be here to be challenging those asset managers in Boston or New York that have driven the concept of a stock bond portfolio. That's what the regulation allowed for, and that's what evolved. But ultimately, as we have a retirement crisis in America, stocks and bonds are just not enough. The worry when you see the 4% rule year in, year out is in question, depending on the whims of the stock and bond market, and further, longevity. At the end of the day, people need to have a comfortable retirement. They need to have a plan in place, and unfortunately, stocks and bonds don't do that. And the benefit of the index annuity product and retirement products with the insurance companies we work with, we're able to tailor protected exposure where you get market upside, the ability to get a market upside without with having the downside protection so you can sleep at night. As our partner Jeremy Siegel says, to allow one to adjust to their sleeping point with an index annuity allocation, then further such benefits as guaranteed lifetime income, which are so important as more and more people live healthier lives, better lives, and living longer.
The biggest risk out there as we get older is something, well, one of the biggest risks is called longevity risks. Do you want to talk about what that is and how having an indexed annuity with that income rider added to it will take that risk right off the table?
Absolutely. So because people are living longer, what are they going to live off of? Social Security, well, that's in question. But let's say you know you're at near retirement age and you think the Social Security benefit will continue to pay out. Well, that's not enough to live off of for people. It's just not. When we talk about inflation, as I highlighted earlier, so if you come in with, let's say, a 401k nest egg of equity and bonds, and you're running into a market scenario like what we just had over the last few years, right, where we saw equities and bonds have bad bear markets, and then you're starting off your retirement there, and then you're trying to live a comfortable life. You're trying to go on a vacation to Scottsdale. You're trying to continue to have a car that works in your home. With all this inflation, you're ending up spending more than what you've saved for. And if you live long, you're going to run out of money. And the challenge with that is there's no solutions with equity and bond funds to protect that. You either have to live less, have less spending, which is sometimes hard to control when you have unfortunate needs later in life, such as healthcare costs or unexpected maintenance costs to homes and so forth. So the insurance companies have the benefit of what we call risk pooling because they work with thousands of people that come to them for life insurance, the ability to buy an annuity that guarantees lifetime income through one's entire last breath, including for couples. They have other business lines of insurance. So as a major well-rated insurance company, such as a Nationwide per se, they're able to then offer the policies that provide upside participation in the market, downside protection, but also include guaranteed income. And that allows for people to rest assured that no matter what happens to market conditions, they're getting that income through their entire life.
Yeah, very, very important. I think it's overlooked a lot of times when we're talking about approaching retirement. People are always talking about what they want to do in retirement. They forget about putting together the plan to make sure they can do what they want to do in retirement.
That is for sure. And unfortunately, America is so good in the financial marketplace, just talking about how things project when you put more money to work. But what happens when we say decumulation? You're no longer working. So where are you going to get the money if the market goes down? If you say, oh, don't worry, you're 55 years old, you have another 10 years to work, market goes down, you have more money, you're buying at lower prices. Well, once you stop working, you don't have any more money to put to work.
Yeah.
And now that's the risk.
True or false, we're in the worst bond market in U.S. history.
That is true. It's a scary statistic, but it is true. You know, here, and going back to the 1700s, Deutsche Bank last year was able to see that going all the way that far back, really from the times of Alexander Hamilton, you know, those that understand the play and the
He's
history.
Got a play. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when he started issuing U.S. government bonds before he got shot by Aaron Burr, through that time, the jump in rates has been the most drastic. And when interest rates jump so much, so quick, that causes bonds to go down. And going from literally, and during the pandemic, 50 basis points to the U.S. Treasury. So 0.5% was the yield on the Treasury. And here in October, now we're in November, I get going into December, but in going into November, we had over 5% on the 10-year. That drastic movement. A lot of people say, well, in the 1970s, we had double-digit interest rates with high inflation. Even in that period of time, we didn't have that bond market that big because ultimately, it took about 15 to 20 years for rates to rise. But on a flip of a dime, in 3 years, we've gone from 50 basis points all the way up to 5%. That drastic move is what caused the bonds to go down. And the other thing that's a misnomer is people think, okay, when equities go up, bonds go down. When bonds go up, stocks go down. That isn't true. My friend and mentor, Professor Roger Ibbotson of the Yale School, who we've built indices with, the Zebra Hedge Indices, Roger will highlight through his research that there has been many times where both markets go down. And that's a situation, the only thing you can hide to is something that has full downside protection. Guaranteed lifetime income, i.e. the index annuities.
So if someone is just hearing about these today or have been considering it, what would you tell somebody about adding index annuities to make it a part of their retirement portfolio?
It definitely has a place, especially when you're thinking through the concept that you can't hide from market risk with equities and bonds. If you're just looking at the idea of accumulation and having full downside protection in a piece of the portfolio, you should have a third of it there. I will tell you, my own mother is going to be 77 in a few weeks. My father did 27 years at Sunoco. He rolled his money over to an IRA at retirement. He lived through 08 and ultimately recovered, ups and downs. Well, now she's a widow. My father passed a few years back. And as a widow, her portfolio, we do it really a third, a third, a third. A third equities, a third, you know, smarter bond strategies, and a third annuities with downside protection. And that allows for, again, that one piece of the puzzle that won't have losses. Then coupled with the other idea we talked about, longevity risk. So those that have not enough saved for retirement and they're getting worried, guaranteed lifetime incomes should be a real big piece of that. And arguably could even be a bigger piece of that. Even in putting the context, I know we're talking more micro here with my own parents, my in-laws. Polish immigrants have been in the United States working full-time for 40 years. The comfort, my father-in-law did not have a lot of time for retirement. And ultimately, with the comfort they have is they actually utilize a guaranteed income life annuity solution to give them that comfort that they can live through retirement.
Yeah, it just makes a lot of sense. Tom, we're coming up against the clock here, but we really appreciate your time. Again, folks, his name is Tom Haynes, Executive Vice President, Head of Index Solutions at Annexus. Tom, we hope to have you on again in the future.
Thank you so much, Coach. And yeah. Everyone, happy holidays.
Thank you. And folks, we'll be right back after this.
800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 600-700. That's PLAN to 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.